No, after that thing, we're recording, just so you know.
What?
I'm recording her for a podcast. Just now.
Oh, you're in trouble. Don't say anything incriminating.
I will punch that guy for you.
Obviously. That's what gets you banned from Facebook.
I'm so proud of myself because, believe it or not, I actually don't cause that much trouble. So I'm like, I got a ban.
I got a warning last year.
Oh, look who's a big old badass now. Me. Excuse me, we're recording. So yeah, I'm a big old badass.
So this is what it's going to be like when we start streaming the show?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Was there ever any doubt?
No, I just needed a confirmation.
Oh, you know me. I'm just going to talk about myself the whole time. Pay attention to me. Hashtag pay attention to me.
Is all I have to do is tell you you're being recorded and then I can hear you?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
You're speaking up way more now.
I don't think that you realize what I'll do for an audience.
Always assume you're being recorded, that way I can hear you then.
Okay.
According to a lot of people, we're always being recorded.
I like it.
It's like, well, I don't care. I mean, as long as it pops up on my, if I want to buy something, I just talk about it and it's right there.
That's right.
So, yeah. My life's not that interesting. If they want to listen to me, they can.
I don't care.
I was going to argue that my life is plenty interesting, but it's not really. No, I just make fries.
Yeah.
The highlight of our day is playing Dungeons & Dragons. It's the highlight of our week.
Dungeons & Dragons is lit, and I feel like it would be the highlight of anybody's day. Do not disparage.
Well,
Do not besmirch.
I wish I still had the time to play. I miss it. I miss you guys.
Why would anybody disparage that?
Huh?
Why would anybody disparage that?
Because it's nerd stuff. I don't think people realize this, but everything cool is nerd stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi? Nerd stuff.
100%.
Some nerd had to figure out how that works.
Yeah.
And they did it for us. And that's why I love nerds. You know, since I'm the cool kid and everything.
That blows my mind.
I don't identify with that. Although I did just use the word besmirch.
Remember when somebody told me I was so cool and you were like, what? You had the same reaction.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Aaron? Not Aaron.
Now, in fairness, it was Wiley that said that, so it's me disregarding. I won't keep that in my resume.
I have nothing to say. Nothing to say.
But she was like, I read your Facebook post and you were so cool. It's like, hell yeah.
That's nice for you.
Mm-hmm. And then she says, you're the coolest person. I was like, holy shit, what's happening?
You,
it's the end of days.
You get her and I get Christy.
I don't know.
Okay. That's fine.
I'd rather just not be cool.
Oh, sorry.
I've never been as cool as you, though. I've never been banned from Facebook. Shit, stop. Stop all of this nonsense.
Is there a trash? Is it inside?
There's one over there.
Ooh,
it looks like it's full.
I got that warning last year, but I don't remember what I did. It wasn't anything big.
I don't remember.
I didn't threaten to punch anybody.
I don't remember either. It wasn't a threat.
It wasn't a threat. Oh, I remember what it was. It was a snarky comment. I said something about us atheists are coming for your women or something like that. And they shut me down. Yeah, I've had two warnings.
I feel like one was about eating babies.
It was. about eating babies.
It's not awake yet.
What?
My leg's not awake yet.
Wake up.
I don't truly wake up until about 9 or 10 p.m.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
My boss took me off of 6 to 2. She has me coming in at 8 now. Because she truly thinks that that will make a difference in how awake I am.
Yeah.
It's not going to. Because if I have to go to work at 8, I get up at 7.
Yeah.
If I have to work at... Okay, 7:30. Let's just be honest.
Let's be honest. We're being recorded, so...
Yeah.
Anything you say.
No sense in perjuring yourself. Speaking of perjury, I'm looking forward to that in November.
Oh, the,
trial.
Yeah.
Trial part two.
Yeah, Anthony and I were talking about that. That's just so stupid. Completely.
Ridiculous.
And you had photo evidence.
But anyone see it? I was actually told this is not the time for that. When the
this
is
exactly
time?
The time for that.
When is the time? After I'm executed?
For lawn.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe it's Cersei.
Maybe they'll hobble you instead.
Push the needle and then like, all right, let's take a look at those pictures.
You're already hobbled, though. Naturally.
They didn't want medical documents either because they wanted me to do community service. I was like, I can maybe do something. I don't know what my options are. Well, pick it up. I said, well, I don't think I can do that. I'm on dialysis 3 days a week. Well, I guess we'll just find you then. Okay, then.
I guess.
Don't know where the money's going to come from.
I guess I'll pay it off till I'm dead. I don't know.
Okay, you enjoy your $2 a month.
Right.
Which that's my budget.
I got to pay them $50 still this month.
Well, good luck with that.
I need $50. Actually, I get my check in a couple of days.
Are we allowed to cuss on your podcast?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was it?
I wasn't going to. I was just asking.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Probably will later.
You asked if you could cuss and say hell yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Really pulling all the big guns there.
What part of big old badass?
You're just a big old badass getting banned from Facebook and saying hell yeah.
I got banned one time for saying the word breastfeeding.
That's too much.
Yeah.
What?
Let me try your coffee now that you've added more sugar.
It tastes exactly the same as it did before.
Yeah, sugar. To me, I have to add like Hershey's chocolate syrup. Mm. To get the taste I want. Trying to get the taste of ass out of your mouth. See?
How about
I use
just...
ass and mouth in the same sentence.
Banned. Banned from your own podcast.
I have my coffee too. I thought I would try to be a grown up and have a coffee, but can't do it. Oh, you're going to act like you've never had two cups of coffee before.
At the same time.
You know, we're not on video, so they can't really see that.
Yeah, that's fine.
They can't prove it either, then.
Right.
They can't not prove it.
That's how it works here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to prove that I didn't not mow my yard.
Gotcha. Okay.
Bullock's coming to testify for me.
I'm still working on it.
Did I tell you that?
I figured he would.
I didn't ask him to this past one because I didn't know, like,
did he come to help with the yard at one point?
Yeah, he's the one that's been mowing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's mowed it, like, 3 or 4 times.
I like that you have your own personal Ubermensch. That's, like...
We're driving his truck right now, too. He takes better care of me than my dad does.
Yes, I love them both. They're so sweet.
Than your dad ever has. Yeah.
Yeah, because my car is in the shop having a radiator replaced. And
car surgery.
Stuff, yeah. So he let me borrow his truck until it's done.
Let's paint this picture, though. It's his family's shop.
Yeah.
They're not charging you for everything that they're supposed to charge you for.
They're charging me for parts.
And then you're also driving his truck while your car is at his family shop.
Mm-hmm. Michael's family shop?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, I don't know if you want to accept this, but he's your best friend.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I thought I was, but...
Let me borrow your car.
When do I ever do anything for you?
As soon as you let me borrow a car, then you move up in rank.
Would that I could. But after I pay all of our bills,
yeah.
Not a lot left for car purchasing.
That's cool.
Come home one day with this extra souped up Hot Wheel car. There you go.
Well, you did buy a car once, though.
Here's your car.
And then it broke 3 months later.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so bad.
Me too. I don't think we knew each other yet. I had a Prius at some time. Sometime long ago. How long ago was that?
A couple years now. Well, I mean, I guess more than that, because we've lived here for 2 years, so it's been at least three.
I paid $5,000 for it, which isn't bad for a Prius. But it was bad for that Prius because I was able to drive it for 3 months before it took a dump and just was dead.
Aww.
And then we sold it for $500 to the cash for cars thing.
Yeah.
It was like driving a little spaceship. It was so fun.
It
was loved it.
It was great, and then it just...
Wasn't.
The engine just died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard those old Priuses aren't too good.
Like, we took it to the Toyota dealership to see, like, what do we need to do to fix it. And they told me it's not worth fixing. It was going to be, like, $3,000 to fix the engine. Or just replace the engine for, like, four. So, like, it's gone.
If the hybrid stuff goes out, like the battery or that... I'm not an engineer. It's okay if I don't know what it's called.
Yeah,
the whirly thing? Yeah, the whirly thing. You might as well just get another car. Those batteries are really expensive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, fortunately, this was just the engine. But it was like a several thousand dollar thing, so...
I thought they tested the battery.
The battery was fine.
One of the things the dude told me, well, it's not good news. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think it was good news. When is it ever?
Well, it is still my thought, and this could be on recording, that they knew about it when they sold it to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most places do. We went to Car City once when we were looking for a car.
I won't ever buy from Car City.
Oh, yeah. Well, we went in there, and my husband was checking out. He says, there's something wrong with it. And the guy said, yeah. He said, but what you can do, go ahead and buy it now, and then take it and have it fixed. I don't want to pay for something that I'm going to have to get fixed, you know?
What a strange sales tactic.
I know.
That's very, that's unorthodox.
Well, that's more or less what they told me with my car.
Well, you see how well it worked.
Like, well, the thing about my car was, like, it needed new tires, right? Like, two of them were flat when I looked at it. It was like, okay, well, if we can replace the tires, I'll take it. And they're like, yeah, that's not a problem. So, when he came back, he's like, yeah, they're not going to do that. I was like, well, I'm not going to buy it then. Well, you said you would buy it. I said, yeah, you said you would replace the tires. So we went back and forth on this whole thing. And I said, well, let's talk to the manager then. Because I didn't have anything to lose. I didn't have a car when I got there. So I already...
You said you'd buy it.
That's what he said. He's like, well, you said you were going to get it.
Did I sign anything, though?
Right.
I say a lot of shit.
So.
Was it on recording? I didn't say it then.
So then they told me, oh, well, we can follow you to Walmart and they can replace the tires. I was like, yeah, but who's going to pay for it?
Right.
Well, it'd only be like this. I'm not going to do it. I said, I tell you what, you take that price off of the car and then we'll go. They would do that anyway. So finally I got him down like $200 off of what they wanted for it, because I just said, I'm not going to buy it because you lied to me. You know, the tires are mine now, though. I did replace a couple of them already, though. They needed to be replaced, though.
We used to go to that that little tire place right across from Burger King. Not Young's, but the just a little shed M&L. Place. I guess that's what it's called. I don't know. They're pretty good there.
Yeah.
Oh, on the side with Burger King?
Right, yes.
There. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's right there. Yeah.
That's where Bullock knows them. That's where we got the tire for the truck the other day.
He knows everybody.
Yeah.
When you're in law enforcement, I think you kind of have to.
They were good. They're the ones that did my tires on the car, though. They were good, though. Zephyr and I were up there, what, half an hour, and they had two tires done. It was like $40.
That's not bad.
He showed me what the problem was, because remember I was having that slow leak in the one tire. And then when he took it off, he showed me that there was just like a chunk of plastic wedged in it.
Ooh.
Like he's like, it's only a matter of time before it just went out.
Oh yeah, the party tire.
There was just a piece of plastic keeping it mostly inflated.
I don't remember why I started calling it the party tire.
I don't know why you
just say stuff. I just say stuff. There's not a lot of reason to it. What were we supposed to talk about today?
I don't think it mattered.
What was my thing?
I don't know. I don't even have a thing. It's just random.
Go. Oh, I was going to talk about meditating, but I'm not.
Oh, I thought you said medicating. Oh, okay.
That's what the meditation is for.
Mine's a little off.
No, dude, honestly, like, that's why I started doing it, because I stopped my Lexapro because it makes me dry.
Where?
Sorry. I want everyone to know that I paused to let her.
That's what we call a give in the industry.
That's teamwork.
That's how it works, yeah.
That's why I get so frustrated at D&D.
I feel
it. Because they can't see me going, like, I'm going to say something. So they don't let me. They can't see it.
I don't know that they would.
They got to work on their timing, okay? They got to work on their timing.
Zoloft makes me super thirsty, too.
It dries out my sinuses in my mouth and, like, just the uppermost part of my throat where you get thirsty.
Is that why my throat's always dry? Because that's what I'm on. It's Lexapro, and I'm always thirsty.
Probably.
Yeah. But I'm a little bit of a boner, and I was just like, I give up. I'm just going to be sad. At least I won't be thirsty.
Well, I don't yell anymore. I used to yell all the time until they put me on that. Yeah. I didn't like seeing my kids sad because I yelled all the time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Now they're happy and I'm thirsty and we can deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go out in the morning and do it. Like when I was home, laid off, fired. I don't know what you would call it.
Unemployed.
Yeah.
Gainfully unemployed.
Well.
I don't know about that.
The only
that.
Thing we were gaining was debt.
Yeah, what I started doing was speed running Supernatural and meditating.
Yeah, oh yeah.
COVID. And so I used to do it in the morning. And then spring gave way to summer. And it got too damn hot. So I stopped going out in the morning and now I go out at night to have raccoon time.
Some good breeze though.
Mm-hmm. Our neighbor right next to us, she has a lot of kids that eat a lot of snacks. So they accumulate a lot of trash bags at the end of the night, which presumably have fruit roll-ups and pretzels and
things raccoons would like.
Mm-hmm.
Things raccoons crave, for sure. So it's just a little raccoon disco. They just go back and forth and grab some stuff and just kind of, you know, vibe and then go back. And
they so do, right? Like, I've seen them.
When it starts getting cooler at night, we start getting like a family, like 6 or 7 raccoons that come up on the porch. Mm. They just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I scared them. They were starting to come over to our yard, but like, I light cigarettes and I shuffle around and they're just like, oh, she's not vibing enough. She's too awake. We can't come over yet. I bet as soon as they come inside and shut the door, they all come to our yard party.
Well, it's because, do you have the dark circles under your eyes, though?
Like, uh-huh.
Oh, well, then, I mean.
You're one of them.
That's why I'm like, really, guys? We're basically family. We're, like, cousins, at least.
Well, then you've also got your possum friend that comes out once in a while. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Myrtle.
I wanted to say Estelle.
No, it's Myrtle. Yeah. Myrtle actually will get a lot closer to me.
Possums don't care.
I'm not sure if she just can't see me yet. Like, I don't know what their, like, range is. If it's good, if it's bad, I don't know.
I think possums do have a thing where they don't see super well. I don't remember now.
They always look like they're squinting, though. So maybe
they
are.
Can see better at night than they can in the daytime.
But, you know, like, with streetlights going and everything, I don't know if that affects it at all. But
right.
That could be why they're getting hit by cars a lot, too, if they're trying to cross in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
It is suddenly too strong.
Suddenly?
The water or the coffee?
Mm-hmm. No, I have this thing where I just can't swallow sometimes. Oh my god, Christy!
You didn't wait. Hell, I knew it was coming.
I didn't say anything. I said nothing. I choked on the water I was about to drink.
Why are you so lewd?
It's like playing D&D with Ian all over again.
I want it known. Okay, because I have to compete, okay? I have to be the funniest.
Clearly.
Were my dick jokes better than his dick jokes?
Yeah, because you would tell a joke and let it ride it out instead of hammering it home and saying the same thing over and over again.
See, I'm a consummate professional.
Sure.
I'm nodding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would say a joke, and then let the room marinate on it.
Yeah. It's like a fart.
Whereas he would say something. Exactly. It's exactly right. Whereas he would say something, and then, like, if you don't immediately react, he'd say it again.
Dicks.
And then again. And then again.
Dicks. Yeah.
And the reason we didn't react, because it wasn't funny the first time.
Yeah, so, aw.
So then the third time...
That's
still
mean.
Not funny.
That's not very nice. He said a thing once.
He's funny sometimes.
He is. Yeah.
I like Ian.
It's
He just has to work on his dick material.
Ian. Have I met Ian?
Not in person, I'm sure, but you might have played with him. Do you remember Yogurt?
Yes.
He was Yogurt.
Okay.
That's, Yogurt the Magnificent.
Yeah.
That seems so long ago.
It was. It was like a year ago.
Oh.
Was that? That was right when COVID hit, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Did I tell you one time that...
At band camp?
It's never gonna not be a thing, that.
That's true. You didn't tell me that.
When he... when we were ramping up to start Betrayer's Throne, and he told me that he thought that Levon sounded a lot like Yogurt, and I was like, listen here.
I remember that.
Listen here, pal.
You were so mad.
No.
the only thing the two of you had in common when you were both Osmar.
Yeah.
That's it. So we're starting a new game tonight, and Meg is woefully unprepared for it. It's okay, so am I.
Oh, I put two thumbs up. No one could see me, but I did, and I made the worst face.
Well, it's session zero, so she really doesn't have to do anything other than listen.
I feel like I have to be prepared.
Well, who's your character? Is it somebody new?
She's, how do you say it? Is it Firbolg or
Firbolg?
My first ever, well, Levon's not human either, but he's not fuzzy. So it's my first fuzzy character.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be weird, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had an animal-ish. No, I haven't.
Okay, well, let's be clear. You're still a humanoid.
Humanoid, but, like...
Okay. You don't have to be, like, a whole different... You don't have to walk on all fours and stuff.
No, I know that. Okay. I will punch him.
You'll get banned from this fucking bakery, too. You get banned from Facebook and the bakery.
See how he talks to me? That's why you're...
I'll call my personal police officer.
Bro, that's why you're definitely not my husband. I'm so sorry.
That's fair. Did you know that my mask and my phone are exactly the same size? That's crazy.
So anyway, my D&D character, Firbolg.
Firbolg.
She has a whole thing going on. She's a druid. And she's, spooky.
What kind of druid?
Mushrooms. Spores?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I like that better than mushrooms.
Circle of spores, yeah.
I'm really way more into the RP than I am literally anything else about it. So he's like, you know what? This sounds good for you. I'm like, yep.
Okay. I am good with typing RP. I'm not good with wording out loud RP.
Yeah.
I stutter a lot.
You should play in McDougal's text game then.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a
text game. Because you can do that whenever you have... a few minutes.
And okay. No one else is playing it, and it makes me sad, so you have to.
Okay.
You've been elected.
It's on the server. I forget what it's called, but there's a channel for it.
Okay. On Discord?
Okay. I've been writing so much lately that I don't have... I would like to try it, but I feel like I don't have any, like, writing mojo left. Because I would want it to be cool. But I think that I'm just... I don't think it would be cool enough for McDougal. And McDougal always has cool stuff. I'm like, ah, I can't do it in front of McDougal. It makes me nervous.
So the setting for this game is like... It's theoretically in the same world as the game we played before.
Okay. The one tonight.
Which is on a different... Yeah, the one we're starting tonight. It's on a different continent in a town called Ashpeak Hollow. And it's got, like, a lot of Eldritch Horror-type theme going with it. That's as far as I've gotten with it.
So are you following from the book, or are you making this?
No, it's all made up.
Okay.
It's based on... It was inspired by a podcast called Old Gods of Appalachia.
Okay, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, Steve needs to get his shit together and get us another episode.
Have you ever listened to it? It's so good.
I've seen some of the stuff on TikTok, but you know, there's only like 3 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the podcast server you sent me?
Stitcher?
Yeah, is that the one you're talking about? Is it on that one or is it
it's on there.
Spotify? Okay.
It's on Spotify also.
Okay. I will check it out.
I think that I have to change my character's name though.
Why? To what?
I thought about just going with Kestra.
I like Kestra.
Because Mistral sounds like Minstrel.
Yeah.
And that's...
And that's all you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Kestra is good, though. Kestra. You have another name? Last name?
Oil. Kestra. You love me.
I do. I do, and that's why.
This is why I don't have many friends. I'm very awkward.
Quality over quantity. Yeah, Kestra. I had to get the Star Trek thing in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From Kes?
Kes and Counselor Troy's sister.
I did not realize she had a sister.
I think she died.
I remember her mother. Her mother was a raging bitch. But I don't remember a sister.
Did you just call Lwaxana a raging bitch?
Possibly.
She's the best. Dresses like a drag queen. Kind of behaves like a drag queen. Just happens to be a lady. Horny as fuck all the time.
I just got bitch vibes from her, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, I wish I could remember what her her official title was, because then, like, you would know why she acts like that. She's like...
Is she like the head bitch in charge?
She comes from a line.
Of bitches.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I've only seen Deep Space Nine and Next Generation. I haven't seen any of the others. I tried to get into the original, and I just couldn't.
I've seen almost none of all of them.
I'm looking it up.
Sure.
Well, she was a Federation ambassador.
Oh, that explains it.
So, I mean, you know, but she had some kind of official capacity on Beta Z, too. Oh my god. Why am I such a nerd, bro? I thought I was cool and shit.
You are cool.
You just lost it. So you just said Beta Z or whatever you just said, you just lost
it. Don't look at my
any sort of
Star Trek tattoo, please. Okay.
You should join the Space Force and you could be, like, legit.
You know what?
Get a uniform and everything.
You know what? I honestly really... When I saw the uniforms, I was like, am I too old to join Space Force? Because
I thought the same thing.
I absolutely love that.
You can join this year, but then after 35, I think you're too old. So, at least that's the general for the military as a whole. So.
Do I still have to lose weight if gravity is different?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm less fat in space.
Yeah, but still.
Daughter of the Fifth House, holder of the sacred chalice of Rix, heir to the holy rings of Beta Z.
That explains so much.
So she's royalty.
And who are you?
So since you're supposed to be talking about nerd shit,
yeah.
Tell Christy what's been happening with the Daggerford saga.
With what?
See, nobody knows about it.
Nobody knows. Nobody cares either. No, it's just, there's a whole situation with the character that I made for Betrayer's Throne, and the other guy that he used to be, and his daughter he didn't know he had. All me. So I'm really playing the daughter right now, because I don't know where he is.
Well, as far as we know, he's dead. He's not dead.
Okay.
Levon is too cool to die.
Oh no, Levon dies.
Avner's too cool to die.
Avner also dies.
Levon's too cool to stay dead.
That's probably true.
And this is why we love multiple choice people.
Mm-hmm. So since she's not going to, I will give you the summary.
I know what I do in the moment, but that's like, there's so much going on, and she knows none of it.
which is why I said you should tell her, but you didn't want to do
it. Go ahead. I'll fill in.
You'll fill in? You'll tell me where I'm wrong? Because I probably am wrong, because I see it from a different...
DM pays more attention to, like...
Details?
The details, and I'm just like...
Well, it's my job to keep the story moving, so...
Yeah, and I'm just like, should I have given Levon a weird Russian accent? Yeah,
Dixon
probably.
Dixon
oh,
Red.
Now I'm upset.
So Levon, he's an Azamar, which is basically like a half angel,
okay,
half human, half angel.
What's a word for that? I can't remember the name of it.
He's a socialist.
Maybe. <yes. laughs>
He likes to give people free bread. Right? Is that? He's a socialist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he,
he's, Bernie Sanders, but an angel-ish thing. Yeah.
So we started with him. That was Meg's character. And then that ended up going to an island where he discovered he had a daughter.
Okay.
Now, see, what you would have to know from back before the game started is... He wasn't always Levon. He was a guy named Obner. He was still half celestial, but he was kind of an asshole. And he was a pirate. And then when he died, he was, how did we explain it? He was basically given a choice to either serve the gods or go to hell. So he chose to serve the gods and took a new name because he had forgotten his old life.
I have to interject and tell you how he died.
Okay.
Well, he may or may not have been messing around with several people's wives.
Yeah.
And one of them just so happened to have a stabby when they were caught. And so he was unfortunately dispatched.
Yeah, he didn't just die. He was killed.
Yeah.
For being a whore.
He got murdered is what happened.
Yeah. So when they get to this island, the village elder recognizes him. He doesn't recognize her because he's forgotten everything about his past life. But she recognizes him as her husband, her ex-husband, who disappeared when she was pregnant.
Okay.
So he finds out he has a daughter on the island. And then... How did Obner come to be?
Ukatoa.
Ukatoa. Like, so there's this this evil demigod called Ukatoa.
Okay.
Ukatoa.
Who has been fucking with their heads since the beginning of the campaign. Although everybody else is gone. It's all different characters now. So it doesn't matter. Nothing I did for the first 3 months matters now.
Hey.
So... So, in an effort to keep his daughter safe, Levon made a deal with Ukatoa to serve him. And because of that, his brain started going and reverting back to Obner. So he wanted to be called Obner, and he was a bit of a dick again. Then they ended up in the Feywild. And I'm skipping a lot, because it doesn't matter. They ended up in the Feywild. When they finally were able to leave the Feywild, Obner wasn't with them anymore. And nobody knows where he went. So, to get Meg able to continue playing, she's playing the daughter now.
Okay.
Looking for her father.
Okay.
And she will find him in 4 sessions. And she knows what happens when they find them. Because that part we worked out so that
it's ready when it gets to that
it's
point.
It's ready, yeah.
I'm fitting to do so much acting.
Right.
Gonna act my dick off. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, yeah. It is disappointing, though, that the first 3 months of game kind of don't matter now.
Now, is there a way to go back and listen to past D&D sessions?
We haven't recorded any of them.
Okay.
Theoretically, we're going to record this Old Gods game.
That's my idea.
I don't know how it's going to work yet, though.
When it becomes incredibly successful, I want all of Christy's podcast audience to know that that was my idea, and it, because I need attention.
Sure.
She deserves it as the queen of cool, you guys.
Literally, no one else has ever said that to me in my life. I like it.
So what they're doing now is they're finding a wizard to help them understand why demons are invading the world. Which is completely separate from where Obner is.
It's a lot.
So are they looking in the wrong direction?
No, they're actually just about at the Wizard's Tower. It only took them a month and a half to get there.
Can I just, speaking of meditating, can I just do the opposite here and talk for a second about how anxiety-inducing it is for me that Levon's daughter... Miri, because it's all new characters, she has no idea who to talk to or where to look. Because when they were on Rumble Cusp, what's up, Matt Mercer, if you're listening, Rumble Cusp.
My arch nemesis.
Rumble Cusp is just my favorite location name ever.
It's just a great name.
I love it.
And Hupperdoo.
Yeah.
A good one too.
So they all went to Rumble Cusp, met Mary and Emily, the ex-wife. So she met the party that was with Levon. Okay. So if they still existed, she could come across one of them and be like, hey, have you seen my dad? Because
the
like,
party members?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen my dad? Because, like, I haven't. It's been, I don't know, 3 years. Asshole. But she can't.
Oh, I neglected to mention, when they were in the Feywild, when they came out of it, it was 3.5 years later.
Oh. Okay.
They were only gone for, like, 2 days, they thought.
It was a whole time warp thing.
Yeah. Okay. That's what the Feywild does.
So, no idea who to ask, where to look. She won't admit to herself, really, that she thinks he's probably dead. Because she just can't. So, she's... Poor kid, I feel so bad.
So, how old is she now?
That's a really good question.
I assume she's in her, like, early 20s.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, as we established before we started recording, I think, that's a kid to be.
Yeah.
So every time I have to, every time it comes up, I feel bad, like she's a real person. I feel bad for her.
Well, that's the thing, like, you make your characters like real people, and that's why they're good, in my opinion.
You develop feelings for this person right. Because they are a part of you.
Like, you know, when you were a kid and you couldn't find your mom at Walmart and it was just, like, terrifying?
Yeah, for sure.
And then, like, but Walmart is the whole entire world.
Yes.
That must be so scary. I know where my mom is at right
I
now.
I was...
But to not know, that must...
I was 5 or 6 and I got lost at Disney.
Oh, gosh.
That was the coolest thing ever, though. Like, I wasn't scared. If I was, I don't remember it. I remember just being in a room with cartoons and mac and cheese, though.
Hell yeah.
Because that's where they put me until they could find my parents.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty sweet. But yeah, we were watching the light up parade thing that they do. Mm-hmm. And I got separated somehow.
Mm-hmm. So it was dark?
On Main Street. I remember everything about it except what actually happened from the time I got separated to the time they found me. Like, because I remember being there and all that, and then I remember being with the cartoons and mac and cheese. That was pretty cool. It was good mac and cheese, too. It was, like, it was lit. It was Disney mac and cheese.
I love how you remember the mac and cheese from that long ago.
I know, it was 5, right? It was, like,
because
what, 33 years ago.
You're old as fuck.
Yeah.
No,
it was a hot dog also, but it was.
I'm not convinced he's not 75.
I might be. I feel like it. I am.
Physically, You're in your 80s.
Fuck.
Chronologically.
Physically, I'm dead.
He's Jack Harkness.
I'm already dead.
No, he could never.
I've been dead for a while.
He could never.
I don't have enough sauce.
I do, though.
Obviously.
I thought you were dry, though.
No, I stopped the Lexapro. for sauce purposes.
Right. See, I remember stuff.
Just lucky it's been within the past 20 minutes, though, huh?
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll forget everything.
I forget my phone number a lot.
Oh, I do too.
I'll remember recipes from restaurants I've worked at like 10 years ago or whatever the hell. I forget my own phone number. Forget my social.
You never call yourself,
though. Yeah. I should be able to remember my social more frequently than I do.
Okay, and what is that?
I already have bad credit, okay? I don't think you could make it worse.
I'll give it mine. Maybe it'll improve my credit.
Y'all want to help me out here? Maybe you can make your payments on time. Make my payments on time, please. Yeah.
I think we finally just got all of our credit cards paid off, and that's awesome.
It's good times.
Of course, we had to take out a loan to do it, but...
We got our rent paid. I was very excited.
Yes. I'm very proud of you guys.
Did I tell you about that?
I think you did, yeah.
We're paid up on rent until next June.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, guys.
That's because we didn't get our water bill paid, but that's a different story.
It's a lot.
Your water bill's a lot?
Oh, yeah. It's $4,000.
We had a leak.
Did you tell the water company you had a leak? And
they were going to take, what, $200 off of it?
Yeah.
They said they would take half of the highest month's bill off.
So I'm going to say something controversial, yet brave, obviously.
Obviously.
Because she's cool.
Because I'm the cool one.
You're the epitome of cool.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I like Cersei very much in some ways. And in other ways, it can really suck my ass. Entirely suck my whole entire ass.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. So much. So much cheek, okay? So much. But, yeah, I like living here, kind of. It's fine. I mean, there's places like this.
The loud trucks when you're trying to record.
But then there's also places like the water department that are like, oh, that's so unfortunate that you have a leak. Let us help you. Here's a coupon for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. Right. Now fuck off.
Yeah, that's basically all it is.
We want our money, bitch.
And then to get the water turned on, it's not a matter of like, can we work out a payment plan or something? Nope. We need $4,000. All right.
So you guys still don't have water on?
No. It's been, it's been a year, man.
It's been a while.
Like, this year is worse than last year.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of fun last year. You know what, though? I just had fun on Monday. I can't complain completely.
Theoretically, you can have fun every Monday now, so...
What's Monday? I'm going to be cooking every Monday. Usually I'm front counter and like front end stuff. But they needed a cook for Monday 2 to 10s.
Okay.
So I don't like the 2 to 10 shift because that's your entire day and it kind of sucks. But it's getting dark earlier now, so it doesn't really matter anyway. And I don't do anything during the day.
We just sit at Hardee's anyway.
So there's really no reason. Don't tell people where I work. I'm going to get stalkers.
You already did earlier.
No, I didn't.
You said it earlier.
I didn't say it. I said at my work. I don't care. Fucking stalk me.
Nobody cares.
I will punch that guy.
You're too cool to stalk.
Well, the general manager really wants me
to become a shift manager. It was her idea.
It's a lot of responsibility. Do you want that?
No. I want more money, though.
Oh, okay.
It, you know what? She's been teaching me the stuff, and I'm like, I've literally already done all of this stuff, just not here. She's like, well, it's kind of important that you do it the way we do it here. And I was like, is there a different way to check the temperature of the walk-in? She was like, you know, our spreadsheet's laid out a little different. I'm like, oh, stop. It's the same thing.
That's the way it was when I worked at a Massage Envy. They drape different. And I'm like, keep the ass covered. I mean, as long as you keep the ass covered, it's fine, you know?
Right. What is the mechanism by which you cover someone's ass differently?
Well, okay, so you're supposed to scoop the leg, grab the sheet, and pull it up so it's kind of in between the ass cheeks, but also over the ass cheek. It's kind of a whole dance thing.
So you cloth diaper them?
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
I don't like the wedgie feeling personally.
No.
But
I really thought it just went over.
Me, at my shop, I just do it over. Unless I'm stretching and they're not wearing underwear, then I will, because I don't want to see cranberries. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't feel like I could, like, relax for a massage if I had cloth on my ass.
I don't think I could relax for a massage, period.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't like to be touched.
I do.
I don't even like my fingers touching themselves, so.
It took me a long time before I could actually wear flip-flops with the thing that goes between your toes.
See, I prefer those because it keeps my toes separated.
Gotcha. I just didn't like the plastic touching my actual toe.
See, I'm not that far gone, but I cannot put lotion on my feet because I don't like the feeling of the lotion in between the toes.
Yes, I am.
And it always gets in between your toes. It doesn't matter where on your foot you put it. It ends up in there.
I don't like the, and I'm a massage therapist, I don't like the feel of lotion on my hands.
I don't either. Like, I want to be a fancy lady and use pumpkin spice hand cream in the wintertime, and I can't because it just...
I do like my coconut oil because it doesn't feel as greasy to me, and I put some lavender in there, and it's really nice.
Maybe you could punch my hip. I don't know what's wrong with my hip.
My hip.
This one.
Oh, I could punch it.
I don't want you to punch it. I want Chrissy to punch it.
Okay. Ooh, your ass is tight.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I hear a clicking in there.
Oh. Have you ever seen a chiropractor?
No.
So, I could probably loosen you up, but if the bone is kind of out, when the muscle goes back to being tight, it's just going to pull it right back.
Why is my bone out?
Why not? Because you stand on your feet. Oh. You gave that one to me. You threw me a bone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. This is the best day of my life.
You were told that you're the queen of cool and you made somebody snore. It doesn't get better than this.
I'm famous now. Yes. Finally.
That's all it took.
Yeah, I want to know why my bone's out. Of course you wouldn't know. You would think I would know, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah, I get that all the time. Now, why is this tight? What did I do? I would have to call you around for a month, see what you do, to let you know what you did.
I wonder if it's just because I have sassy hip. I stand sassy.
Yeah, do you put most of your weight on that hip when you're standing?
Yeah, I do. So I could probably get it loosened up and stretching out, but it would take
What's wrong with you? Over here using clinical terms and you're just giggling like a 12-year-old.
I haven't gotten an offer like that in a while. I'm delighted. Am I blushing?
Yeah,
I think I may be. Anyway, as I was saying, meditation.
Well, you know, if the point is just to relax, you could meditate, or you could other things. So I've heard.
What other things are we talking about?
Just, you know. You know.
I know.
Standing outside and watching raccoons.
Oh, that thing.
Getting super drunk.
Drinking a bottle of Jaeger.
Those were extenuating circumstances.
How long ago?
Did I tell you about Jaeger night?
No, you did not tell me about Jaeger night.
This was...
right at 2 years ago, I think.
When we first moved into the house, because Michael was still there.
A year and a half, yeah.
It was the day that Zephyr's dad got married. And I was like, I'm pissed off. I don't want to marry him.
I remember reading a text about you being pissed off.
Yeah, I was like, of course I don't want to marry him. But I didn't want him to get married before me. And I was mad. And I was like, oh, so he marries some other person. But we were together for how long? And he said, I don't know, do you want to get married or whatever? Well, because me and her were friends on Facebook until an incident, but we won't go into that. So she, like, announced it.
On Facebook?
The engagement, she announced it on Facebook. And I was like, huh, interesting. It was just like, he planned it. It was on his birthday, I think.
It was on some day, yeah.
Anyway, he planned the whole thing. There was an actual ring.
The son is just being rude.
And she posted how he had asked her, the words that he had used. And I remember when he asked, didn't ask me, it was when we found out I was pregnant with Zephyr, and he said, well, I guess we have to get married now.
Romantic.
Right? So I was like, how dare. I had a whole ass kid for you. And you never asked me nice. But then I really thought about it, and I'm like, we would have just ended up getting divorced.
And that's expensive.
So it was fine, but on that particular day, it was in my feelings, and so I drank a lot of Jaeger, and I had to work the next day. It was not good. So I threw up everywhere in the house. Then I had an incident, terrible. My first hangover ever. At work the next day. And my coworkers obviously had to stand right by me and shout things. I just got roasted the whole day. They were like, fucking lightweight. I'm like, dude, I don't drink. Apparently,
well,
you do.
Well, let's be fair, though. You drink a lot.
Because I feel like you're still sauce right now. Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But you know what? I'm clocked in and I'm ready to work.
I showed up to show out.
Yeah. Let's get these accounts, bitches.
Was this at the bank?
Yeah.
Because you drink, like, easily half a bottle.
I did, yeah.
Of Jaeger.
By yourself?
Yeah.
in one night. Awesome.
In a span of a few hours.
Michael had a couple sips.
We don't speak about it.
I do. I just did. Bitch, what are you gonna do about it?
Nothing. I won't.